Isaiah, chapter 46. Bel crouches, Nebal cowers. Their idols weigh down beasts and cattle. The images you carry are burdensome, a load to the weary animal. The gods cower, they crouch together, unable to relieve the burden, but they themselves go into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been sustained from the womb, carried along since birth. Even to your old age, I will be the same, and I will bear you up when you turn gray. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you and deliver you. To whom will you liken me, or count me equal? To whom will you compare me, that we should be alike? They pour out their bags of gold, and weigh out silver on scales. They hire a goldsmith to fashion it into a god, so they can bow down and worship. They lift it to their shoulder and carry it along. They set it in its place, and there it stands, not budging from that spot. They cry out to it, but it does not answer. It saves no one from his troubles. Remember this and be brave. Take it to heart, you transgressors. Remember what happened long ago, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I declare the end from the beginning, and ancient times from what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and all my good pleasure I will accomplish. I summon a bird of prey from the east, a man for my purpose from a far-off land. Truly I have spoken, and truly I will bring it to pass. I have planned it, and I will surely do it. Listen to me, you stubborn people, far removed from righteousness. I am bringing my righteousness near. It is not far away, and my salvation will not be delayed. I will grant salvation to Zion, and adorn Israel with my splendor.